Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining us today, a longtime partner of KRDO's and a Dave Ramsey, trusted and endorsed estate planning professional, Mr. Kevin Hancock. Kevin, we have not spoken to you in, it seems like, months upon months, and there's a lot going on in the world of estate planning. First things first, welcome back to KRDO's Business Connection.
Thanks, Ted. It's good to be back.
Well, Kevin, it's good to hear your voice again. I know, I think you and I were talking off the air this morning, and we've kind of landed at the last time you and I talked was probably at the very beginning of this pandemic, and it has changed so much for so many people. But one of the most interesting things that it did was give people a lot of time to think, and then that led people to think ahead, which is what estate planning is all about. Before we get there, just want to kind of set things up for that part of the discussion. Let's kind of reintroduce you and your law firm to our audience.
Well, my name is Kevin Hancock. I'm an estate planning attorney here in Colorado Springs. My family and I have lived here since 2005. Been doing estate planning for the last nine years of my practice, and I'm enjoying it. We had an associate attorney, but now just back down to me. Probably looking for another attorney here in the near future. But we're busy as we've always been.
Yeah, and maybe even a little bit busier because of that time that people have had to sit and sort of think and contemplate. They may be running across things that are reminding them that this is a loose thread, an unbuttoned up project that I've got to do. I've got to call an estate planning attorney, and so we call Kevin, which is who we want people to call, of course. That being said, Kevin, what questions are you running into most from people? Say the top five questions right now, especially in light of COVID and people starting to think about this stuff again.
Well, the top one for sure is, should I get my estate planning in place, and is it now a good time? And yes, the answer is yes. Yesterday was a better time, but now is always a good time to get it done. The other questions tend to be more around, I would say the next top one would be around the topic of living will discussion and removal of life support and those kind of things. And there's kind of a mixed bag there, but people are wondering, okay, should I, you know, ordinarily I would say, keep me on life support for only a couple of days or a week or something, and then they want to have, you know, life support removed in one of those two conditions. But now they're questioning, well, is that long enough if I'm on a ventilator and those things? The thing is that the definition of terminal condition and persistent vegetative state have not changed based on COVID or any other disease. So you still have to meet some pretty extreme standards based on law in order to even be considered in one of those two conditions. And while, yes, ventilator being on a mechanical respiration is one possible consideration, there's a number of other factors that have to be met. So it's not altogether clear to me whether most people who even have to go on a ventilator, whether they're ever actually deemed in one of those two conditions in the first place. So we have a lot of discussions along those lines. I guess number three, we also do a fair amount of probate on our side as well. So we handle when people pass and they don't have their wills in place or don't have everything wrapped up and buttoned up nice and neatly for their family. We handle those matters as well. And we're getting a lot of those cases, not necessarily directly due to COVID, but mostly due to just people passing away and in variety of circumstances. So we get a lot of questions about probate and what needs to happen. I don't know, in four and five, I'm not sure I have a specifics for four and five, but I think those would be the top three questions that we've gotten, or different kinds of questions that we've gotten since this started.
Certainly, and that's a lot there. And Kevin, a prospective client's experience with you is going to be to reach out to you, connect with you, and then you're going to sit, you're going to have a visit. And do you charge for that visit?
No, our initial consultations are always free.
Okay, so that makes things a lot easier. You can kind of offer the lay of the land. You can explain some of the processes and how that works. I know, estate planning in and of itself needs to be left to the professionals. And I can share an experience from within my own family in two of these three top areas that you just discussed. So very briefly, in the estate planning process, a late family member sat down with the co-owner of his property, and it was co-owner in name only, no relationship there, but they did share the house together. And the two of them bought a book from a library and put their plan together. And what we uncovered when it was time to execute was that he had inadvertently or had been manipulated into giving total control of the estate to somebody who was a non-family, and the relationship was hostile. And wow. Then there was when that late family member was in his last hours in the hospital, the gray area. Do you intubate and make him more comfortable? We know the end is coming, but does this prolong the suffering? And that was not made clear in a medical power of attorney. There were not clear enough instructions. There was just a basic DNR, do not resuscitate. So those things were in place. And those are the things that can make this whole process extremely, extremely complex.
Absolutely. I'll comment on that, too. I had a client in here recently who was a counselor. And, I'd always counseled people and talked to them when it comes to the living will. There's an option to allow your family or your agents who you're choosing to override your decisions. Even though you've written on your decisions, you make them essentially preferences at that point. And this lady was very, very upfront with me and said, I'd always counseled people that it's a huge burden on a family member to be able to override, to have that authority to override somebody else's decision. And she reiterated that by saying that she has people in her office all the time specifically to counsel them on how they made the decision for a family member and whether it was the right decision, because there's just a lot of guilt in making that decision for somebody else. So it just reiterated the point to me that, if you're going to make these decisions to the best you can, make them so that they're final. They're your decisions, and nobody else has to have the guilt or the difficulty of trying to make decisions for you.
And there is
especially
always
in those circumstances.
And in probate, you don't want to send your family down that road not knowing where your kids are going. That's another
right.
big one.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. Well, and just in general, avoiding probate anyway. I mean, right now, and this is no comment on the court necessarily. Just the fact that we have they're very understaffed in probate court in El Paso County with a huge population of people. But right now, it's taking 2 to 3 weeks, if not a month or more, to get anything done in that court, and it's just a reflection of how busy they are.
Yeah,
so having to go through that process at all is worthwhile, or having to avoid that process at all is worthwhile in especially in this county.
So, Kevin, the lesson learned from the stories that we've told here today about a couple of aspects of these top three questions that people are asking you all the time are plan ahead.
Absolutely.
It's a lot exactly less expensive right. to do it now than it will be to do it if you have to go to court, say, to wrestle control of your family member's assets from a hostile non-family member, or to inadvertently cause more suffering than not, or prolong suffering wrongly because instructions were not clear. You need an attorney in your world to do this. And this is why Kevin Hancock is not only a trusted KRDO partner, but a trusted and endorsed by Dave Ramsey professional. It's not an easy distinction to get. Kevin, you've held that distinction for the years that we've known you, and I think we have now been together for close to 4 years here
That's
at KRDO.
Right. Yeah,
And Dave Ramsey endorsed that entire time. So Kevin Hancock with the law office of Kevin R. Hancock. Look him up online at cotrustattorney.com. That's cotrustattorney.com. Or give the office a call, 575-9690. Again, 719-575-9690. Consultations at no charge at the very least. Make that call, send the email, get the appointment, and listen to what Kevin has to say and ask those questions that you have. Kevin, we appreciate our partnership with you. We look forward to many more years together and talking to you not long from now.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ted. I really appreciate your time.